Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
And I'm Sarah.
I'm shut up.
No,
shame.
No, you don't talk.
I'm Connor. Suck it.
You were just waiting to do that.
Yes, I was.
I was going to cut in front of Andy, and I'm like, I am the bag of shame. I shouldn't do that. And then you cut in front of me.
This is so excited. I've been waiting. How long have we been doing this podcast? Like, what, a year and a half, 2 years, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but it's been like 2 months so you've been wearing it, so I mean, you know.
I'm so stressed. You suck. Not as much as you do right now.
One time. How many times you guys have had the bag?
I'm going to freaking savor it.
Okay. This is actually
I'm about to lose it, right,
yeah,
Connor?
This is the second time you've had the bag.
Yeah, I know.
Pipe down.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anywho.
Yeah, so we are probably going to talk about game characters like D&D.
We're talking about gaming stuff?
Really?
We don't do that here.
You interrupted, asshole.
Sorry, it's
you have a bag. You know what? I'm gonna make it a plastic bag.
It's gonna be all crinkly.
Continue on.
Oh shit. So
send help.
I'm just gonna edit that
D&D
right out.
D&D characters, you know, other characters from like maybe role playing games that we would want to play or something like that.
Okay, mm-hmm.
You know,
so that's what we swapped to.
What?
Continue on.
So I'm gonna catch it later, anyways. So.
Yeah, you will. Go ahead. It wasn't anything bad. I just.
But for you guys, there's a little bit of news that is out that Sarah didn't do.
Okay. Sorry.
Sarah hasn't in like a month.
It's true.
Slacking.
There's a news episode that's long overdue. But we're going to do this week, we're going to do a news episode. And I'm going to tie up a bunch of loose ends because there were some things that I've been talking about for a while that haven't been addressed, obviously.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
For tying up loose ends.
Biomutant came out this week, and as of currently, where is my Steam? Currently on Steam, Biomutant is...
Oops, sorry.
Should be.
There
it is. It's $60.
It is. $59.99 US
dollars.
The
soundtrack is only $5.
yeah, soundtrack is $5.
Five.
We're good.
Idiot.
Shut up. Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you back. But oh yeah, this looks like you can run on mostly any system.
Yep.
Just need a GTX 960 or higher.
That's not too bad.
No, that ain't bad.
8 gigs of RAM. Some people don't even have that.
Yeah. So, if you got at least... Wow. That's actually kind
pretty
of...
small.
Yeah, that's not a. That's not bad.
No, it's not.
And it doesn't tax on your graphics card that much either, which says recommended... is a GTX 1660 Ti or the Radeon RX 590. So, I mean, that ain't too taxing on there. And minimum required process.
You're still doing news here for Sarah.
Well, yeah.
You sure are.
No, I mean,
I'm...
that ain't bad, though. No, I mean, I could run this pretty easily on this.
Yeah.
This might be something I might have to get. Oh, and
say, it's
controller
it
fully supported. Yes!
Just get adjusted to the mouse and keyboard, boy.
Yeah, boy.
I might have to.
The only this time might I be the one game I have. Is when you're like driving something or flying something. So much nicer to have a controller.
This might be the one time I buy something just out of the pure fact, but it is getting mixed reviews, and it has 5,960 reviews already.
They've had a couple bugs, but they're coming out with patches already.
New, yeah.
They're coming out with patches already.
Beautiful.
But at least it's playable, unlike some games that just get launched.
Oof.
Cyberpunk.
Oof. Oh, still unplayable. Oh.
It's on sale right now, 20% off.
Sure it is.
It's $48.
Because no one's buying it anymore.
Well, it's right now they have a big open world celebration thing until 10 a.m. Monday Pacific time.
So
so that's like 12. That's like
remember 1 p.m. when here, that right? came the whole thing on E3?
2019.
Yeah, in 2019
For Bioman. I don't know what Cyberpunk was.
Keanu Reeves showed up for that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what year it was.
I think it was also 2019.
Was it also 2019?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was also 2019.
Yeah, because we talked about it. It was like...
Or it was... Could have been 2018.
It was like the first... One of the only Patreon episodes that you and Chris did.
Yeah, which didn't turn out so well.
It's fine. It's
We're not going to do Patreon no more.
That's okay.
Unless we... Haven't for a long time. Yeah, I know. We put the kibosh on that a long time ago. Yeah. But
hey, No Man's Sky, half off, $30.
Hey,
that's not bad. Oh, on the PlayStation, for your free games of the month, which I don't know why I'm saying this now, it's Battlefield 5 and...
You're really late to the party.
Yeah. And, I forget the other one. I downloaded it anyways, so...
Wow, you forgot.
Stranded Deep, that's what it is.
Stranded Deep, that sounds good.
No, it just looks like it sucks.
Oh,
I just downloaded it. Free. Free. Okay, but Battlefield 5 can't beat that. That's free. Okay, so
Wreck Fast, Drive Hard, and Die Last were all the games.
Four.
It was three of them. So Wreck Fast, and then underneath is Drive Hard, Die Last, and then it's Battlefield 5 and Stranded Deep.
Oh, okay. I didn't get the.
I shouldn't have said that.
Shut up, bag.
Yeah, exactly.
He has heavy things on that side of the table that he can throw at you. So I'd be a little
more
cautious.
I got a heavy object.
Yeah, throw your laptop. No. That's a great idea, Connor.
So it's not even that heavy. It's only like 4 pounds.
It has sharp corners on it.
Yeah.
Order.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm not going to say anything.
I want the Mugu Guy pan.
Do you want the free games for Xbox?
Sure, why not? While we're at it.
If I can even read their names. There we go. That's much better. Okay. So the free games for Xbox Gold is Armello and Dungeons 3. As well as, I think, Lego Batman. And Tropico 4.
Also, PlayStation right now has a gigantic sale going on. It's Gamer Month or something like that. I don't fucking remember. Nice. But they have up to 75% off most of the store. So
get it while you can.
Yeah,
you should get 7 Days to Die because it's on sale right now.
Oh, yeah?
For $7.50.
That's
wow.
And it's usually 25. You should totally, because we've been playing it a lot recently.
Well, you know me. I don't, So, yeah. I'm not up as late as you. What do you want?
There's these things called weekends, bro.
You know what? You know what kills me, though?
We both play.
Weekends and bang. Whoop, whoop.
Phrasing. But, also,
not to be misconstrued. Speaking of which,
I texted you when I knew you were awake the other day. I think it was Friday.
The other day.
Oh no, you texted me earlier Thursday. Friday. You texted me like Wednesday or something.
No, it was Thursday because I was driving to work. Driving to the gym.
Yep.
Yeah, you were up.
Yeah, I was up. I saw it. I forgot about it. Meant to reply back. It wasn't until I was like driving into work. I think the next day I was like, "Shit! I totally forgot to reply."
Yeah,
because I replied back to you once I got to work. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Which would you rather? No.
Which is better?
Yeah.
I want those now.
Yeah. After we're already like 20 minutes in?
Yeah.
It's not 20 minutes. Holy shit. No, it's just
10 minutes. Yeah, I know. I figured it was going to be closer to that. Just so that it doesn't get tipped over. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So we have either Void or Vivid Knight, sorry. And Knight as in like a Knight in Shining Armor.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know. Knight. And then Canyon Capers.
Canyon Capers.
Yes.
That sounds dumb. I'll go with Vivid Knight.
Okay, Vivid Knight it is for Sarah.
Canyon Capers.
Canyon Capers for Andy.
Okay, continue. It sounds very vaguely familiar.
Oh my God, Vivid stop Knight that.
Or Canyon Capers.
Canyon Capers.
Okay. I'll start with Vivid Knight because that's the one I was on. So Vivid Knight is a roguelike adventure game in which you save your friends from being turned into jewels and combine their abilities to form the ultimate party. Explore an ever-changing dungeon and harness the jewels you collect to defeat the Black Witch. So that's Canyon Capers. Vivid Knight. Vivid Knight.
Okay.
Now I'm going to Canyon Capers.
Okay.
Canyon Capers is a retro-style platform game brought right up to date. With tons of levels, modes, collectibles, and secrets.
Actually, that sounds really good.
I'm going to switch.
Okay.
Really?
I'm going to go with Vivid Knight.
I'm going to go with Vivid Knight.
Okay.
The same with Vivid Knight?
Yeah, I'll stay.
Okay. You guys won round one?
We won?
Yeah.
Hey! Uh-oh.
It's fine. I got it in the bag with round two.
Are you sure?
Well, because if we lose three round two, tie. We're still... Yeah, we all have to roll.
Well, unless one of you wins and another one loses, then it's just me and the other person that lost.
That's fair. Yeah. That's true.
Idiot.
Hey.
But that's still a roll-off, though.
It is still a roll-off, yeah. So mm-hmm. It's still anybody's game. So the next games are Better Late Than Dead or Insurmountable.
I'll go with Better Late Than Dead.
Okay.
I was actually going to say Better Late Than Dead.
Gotcha. It sounds like a movie that I've seen.
I'm going to start with Insurmountable because that's when I was on. Confront various terrains as a lonely mountaineer.
Mountaineer?
Mountaineer. Yeah, there is another extra T. Mountaineer. Thank you.
Mountaineer.
And endure the countless dangers of climbing. Many tough decisions await you in a risky environment. Make your way up and down the mountain, overcoming insurmountable heights. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
And we have Better Late Than Dead. Awakening on an island with no memory. You have just one memento of the life you have led before. A child's photograph. Who is this? You must reach the island for useful tools and that will aid for your escape. In your escape. Wow, I can talk today. As time passes and hopes of survival hang by a thread, you realize that this island is not as it seems.
Huh.
So that's Better Late Than Dead.
What was the one first one you...
Insurmountable.
Insurmountable.
Climb up and down the mountains.
Yes.
I'm going to stay. This one's I'll stay with Better Late Than Dead.
And I'm going to go with Insurmountable.
Okay. And then Better Late Than Dead is a lot... similar to The Forest. Have you ever played The Forest?
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit. It gets terrifying after like any point.
Don't be a baby.
Don't be a wuss.
Don't be a wuss. You never even got to play against the new mutants. The one that's like a bunch of little ones strapped together and it can actually like fly.
Oh yeah, I saw videos. It is
they're just like, man, good thing we're way up here. All of a sudden it gets together and it starts flying. They're like,
yeah, the dude's like, wait, they're trying to climb it. They're turning into a ladder. Oh, they fell over. But come check this out. They're, and then all of a sudden he's like, holy shit!
Get the fuck out. Wait, all of us?
You and I.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. I would be all of us. You guys pick different games.
Andy, you know what? You suck.
I know.
Well, I learned something new about Andy.
Wait, that was new for you? So while I'm getting the
I'm
dice
gonna
out,
tell you guys.
Wait, I have a story. While we're getting the dice out, yesterday Andy says to his mother, "I found a pair of what was it? What size pants were they? They were like
36, 36.
They were 36, 36. They're just like really tall. 14. Damn it!
Is that a nat 20?
Welcome to the bed.
No!
Is that a nat 20?
I got 16.
Oh. That's a freaking enough. So anyways, we were talking about how he found this pair of pants.
Hey, we don't care about your story anymore. Andy?
But it's so good.
Continue on. Go ahead.
Okay. And his mom goes, well, could they be Connor's? And I was like, why would Connor leave a pair of pants? Andy, why would Connor leave a pair of pants at our house?
Yeah, I don't fit 36s.
No. Well, no. Paul goes, shouldn't Andy be asking you that question? I was like, no, I should definitely be asking Andy that question.
Like, you don't even understand. Yeah. With our romance, it's definitely Andy and I.
I'll
try to leave him again, sorry.
So, guys, if you can pick out Connor's tell, you tell us or me, I am on the Discord, and let us know if you think you know what it is.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
I do.
Sure.
Because it's, for me, it's off. Yes, well, now that you know what it is. I did pick it off of your tell. So. It was a little rough this time, but I figured it out. I figured it out.
Wait a second. Are you winking at Andy?
No,
not really.
I'm not fucking cheaters.
He doesn't know he does it.
So you have no idea what your own tell is?
No, I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
Nope.
I don't believe you.
I have no control over my tells. They just happen.
All right.
But I know what it is.
But I obviously don't.
No.
Pay attention to me.
Pay attention to me, Sarah! Come on!
You don't even want to sit on the same side of the table as me anymore.
Oh. All right, so the game...
It's because the bag's starting to smell weird.
I just want y'all to know, we don't actually have a bag.
No, we don't. It's an imaginary bag still. Because someone still has not gone to Taco Bell to get a big bag.
I'm sorry.
Ruin your diet. Go to Taco Bell already.
All right.
I haven't been to Taco Bell in forever either. Anyway.
Yo, you want to go get some tacos?
Dude, I would say yes, but I'm actually going to get garbage plates with people. That's why I got to leave at 10.
Garbage plates. Welcome to Rochester.
Fuck you.
I love you too.
Fuck you.
It's because my cousin's brother-in-law is in town, and I've only met him once and when I was on vacation with him, and we got along very well, and I've missed him. And so he's in town,
I've missed him.
We were just like two peas in a pod. We both like to eat the whole time, so the whole time we were eating all this delicious food down in Florida. It was great.
That's like great.
Awesome. Just real quick, speaking of which, and hanging out and stuff like that,
yeah.
We are having a bonfire next weekend.
Next weekend. Okay.
I know, we're saying that on the podcast. If you think you can make it,
You can make it.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on down.
The address is definitely on Discord. You just got to join it, and then you'll know exactly where he lives, and you just got to come to the bonfire.
And, you can totally meet up with us and hang out at our bonfire. No, I'm not giving out my address.
Unless I personally know you. You're more than welcome to come to the podcast or the bonfire.
Yeah, or to the podcast. We'll probably record that night too.
Yeah. Probably will be.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's 1234. Go fuck yourself. Drive.
Let me just throw in the game of the week. So we have Sniper Contracts.
Hey.
It's actually Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts, but yeah.
Wow.
Is
that's a hell of a name.
When you see like the title, it literally just says Sniper and then Contracts. It like puts it in like the smallest print possible for Ghost Warrior.
Is it supposed to be the sub, like?
There is actually like Sniper Ghost Warrior, and then the like Contracts is like the game of series. Okay. It's very realistic sniper-ing, if you like that. Sniper-ing.
Sniper simulation.
Exactly.
There you go.
And because of the whole open world sale going on right now, this is 70% off. So it's only $9 compared to its usual 30. So that's pretty nice. Or you can get the digital deluxe edition. And you get a bunch of, looks like, DLC. Some weapon skins, soundtrack, a bunch of stuff for $15. So that's not bad.
Nice.
Or SGW3. Sniper Ghost Warrior 3, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can get both Contrax and SGW3 Unlimited Edition for $25.
Nice.
So two games for $25. So that's not bad.
That's really good.
A bunch of DLC.
No, that's really good deal. That's
super nice. But there's a ton of games that are actually for sale right now. Some big names that some people might be interested in is Sea of Thieves. That's half off right now. It's $20.
Is that the one where, like,
you're a pirate?
You were playing?
I've played it before, yeah.
Is that the one where the dude's like, we're just passed by, we're just passed by?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. I really want to play that.
It's a good time. You can get it on your PC. It will definitely play it.
Hey.
Just so you know.
Are you going to play with me?
I'll play with you, bro.
Oh,
I got a lot of people that would play too.
It's actually my job to play with my husband.
So Jesus, just calm down. Obviously, Christ. He's coming to me, so might want to fix that.
That sounds like a challenge.
I'll gladly accept. I don't back down from challenges.
And he's about to get super uncomfortable.
Oh, it just got is. Super here uncomfortable he right away.
I love how I literally just bought Dying Light. And
now it's
on
sale.
Now it's on sale. I luckily bought it for about that price because I went to G2A and got it.
Nice.
So anybody PC world maybe new, G2A.com. Fantastic site to get a bunch of games for a lot less. I paid about like $15. Or no, I definitely paid $20 because I bought a DLC with it. And because in order to get $20 to get a free game. They're doing like a free game right now if you spend a certain amount of money. So that's pretty cool. It's a random draw, by the way. You don't get to pick what actually the free game is. But anyway, so I paid about the same. But right now it's for $13.59 if you want to get it. That way you can play the first one before the second one comes out in December. I believe they finally put the release date as. I think it's like December 5th or 8th or something. Some early December, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Star Wars Squadrons. I really hate myself for not having played this yet because a friend of mine bought it for me. And we were supposed to play together, and our times never matched up, which really sucks. I still have yet to play this, but it's for sale for right now for $16
instead of $40. So now you can buy it and play it.
He already bought it for me, what I'm saying. He bought it for me, and I never, never played with him. No Man's Sky, if you ever want to give that a shot, it's on sale right now, 50% off, so it's $30. And you can play it all new and improved. Terraria, always a fantastic buy. Highly recommend it, especially if you're kind of interested in Minecraft, but maybe not too interested. This is another great option. Terraria, it's a great time. It's on sale right now for $5. And there are no more updates for it, so you get it as is, but you get the whole thing and the whole time it's been going along. What are you getting?
Biomutant or Sea of Thieves?
Sea of Thieves.
I'll get it on Windows. Don't get it on... Actually, no, this is cross-platform now. Just kidding. You can do whatever you want.
Hey.
Well, for the longest time, it was only on Windows. They just released it maybe a few months ago. It has been a lot longer now. It hasn't been too terribly long that it's been on Steam.
All right. Well, if you're going to buy Sea of Thieves, I'll buy the Biomutant. Because I want to give that a test run.
There you go. There you go.
Very excited about that one.
But there's a ton of other games I'm not going to go through. Oh, Kingdom Come Deliverance. That's on sale right now for $10.19. And these are only until Monday, folks, so get them.
Get them
while they're hot.
Get them while it's hot. Oh, Outer Worlds is also for sale, 40% off. There's so many games.
Outer Worlds is for sale?
Kenshi is for sale for $18 right now. I've been looking at this game forever. Greedfall, that game we came up with a long time ago, 66%. There's so many games. Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. Guys, you just got to check out this sale. It's a bunch of
awesome
games. Yeah,
just go.
Destroy All Humans. That's a great one, too.
Oh my God, Destroy All Humans.
Yes, that's free. Yes. That's half off right now. It's $15.
Dude.
That's what's up.
If you want to go back, down. You can go way back in time and go to Spore. That's on sale right now for $5.
Holy shit.
Throwback Thursday. Wait, no, it's Saturday.
It is Saturday right now, yeah.
Send it Saturday.
So many great games. I highly recommend checking all these out.
Purchase?
Need for Speed. What's this one? Enable Action. So many great games. I'm starting to get into the really, like, I wouldn't say shit, but like not shit. As well known. Ooh, Dragon Age Origins Ultimate Edition. That's on sale for $6 right now.
Nice.
You can become a drug dealer simulator for $13. That's on sale.
Drug dealer simulator.
That's going to be our next.
You
want to
be a gangster in training.
A gangster in
training. All right. So, while we're sitting here, talking about drugs. Talking about drugs. Talking about other people's making a commercial Captain for Crack other Sparrow. People. How about we do our commercial for us?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we can cut to that.
And we're back.
Welcome back Ayo. To RGN.
What are you doing? Some ASMR?
I was going to say that too. It's like, welcome back to RGN ASMR.
Yeah. Yeah. No, stop.
I don't like the whispering.
No, stop.
Shut up, Connor.
Shut up, bag.
Yeah, I got him.
So, do you ever see the mechanics ASMR?
No.
Oh, my God. I'll show you sometime.
Okay.
When you don't have to go and get garbage plates with other people.
I was going to invite you, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. All right. See, we're good. We're good. You want to come too, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Party.
At 10 o'clock?
You don't have
I'm ready to go to bed.
You are? You? Oh. Dude, I don't wake up at 2:30 anymore.
Yes. Sarah's going.
Okay.
Okay. Make a pot of coffee. It'll be great. Have a bang. You've got bangs.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You drank them all?
It is like a fourth time tonight.
Stop it. Get out of my head, Sarah.
I don't want it
I
anymore.
Ran out of pre-workout. What is
it's
it
It's because you wore the bag for a week. Now we're synced.
I mean, you know, the pre-workout, man. What's the difference?
So you were having one every morning.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Mm. No, yeah. That's what it's meant for.
That's cool.
It was only a week. I mean, I guess I only did have, what are those?
What are those?
I can't say anything because it's much nicer than mine. I just want to mess
with you. I showed off my muscles.
He picks things up and puts them down.
Oh my God. Dude, you should have seen me today. I went complete fucking beast mode.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen how funny the guy lifting weights, but he was like moaning as he was doing it, and the person spotting him was like... Like, my mother was like, what the fuck is going on? The guy's like, and all sitting there is like looking around like, what the fuck is going on with this guy?
Yeah, I did see that. But we had a couple of those bigger like posts that are all made out of wood. Yeah, we rich.
Tell me that you're rich without saying that you're rich. Just, if you say that, the person's just like sitting on a stack of wood. Yeah.
And all the wood.
Yeah, dude, I was picking these things up by myself.
Damn.
It was good.
Yeah.
The problem was it was soaking wet. That sucks. And I found two snakes while I was at it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They were babies.
They were babies.
How do you
get some guys wet? So, you know what? I'm going to start soup. With you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, you said you were ready, motherfucker.
I ain't ready, bro. No, I'm ready. I'm good. What do you want to start with me?
Well, what type of build do you want to do for your next campaign?
Oh, I see what you're going to go for.
Or, you know, what do you want to try? Now, you have had the luxury of playing a paladin. And now a warlock, right?
Yeah, but I haven't gotten that far in warlock. Like, I know it's going to be better later.
Right.
Like, it gets even more fun. But, I mean, right also, now, my freaking magic
Andy
hand.
Made you broken on accident, yeah.
That staff or the wand or whatever you gave me?
Yeah.
That's like obliterate! I'll take the other
power. I talked to my buddy Jim about that, and he gave me some suggestions.
On how to get rid of it?
On either how to get rid of it or just like... It. He
make
said,
it less broken.
Here's some things that you could do to get rid of it. Here's some, or you could just let it roll out. He'll eventually cap out at some point with it. Your challenge ratings will get higher, and it will be less effective.
Yeah, but it'll make my low level game real easy though. I don't mind. So let me get a little higher so I can get these magic hands going. Some spells. Kazats.
But you've gotten to play two different spectrums of the game.
Yeah. Big tanky paladin to a big tanky warlock because someone else couldn't take a punch.
Holy shit.
I can never take a punch. I really like.
It was like Chris with the last.
Yeah.
Game.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. He couldn't also had take the a most hit.
Shit oh, luck, though, he, too,
yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Chris has always had the most shit luck. Great rolls.
Yeah, but then shit luck
but after shit that. Shit luck after that.
Yeah.
His stats.
He had God rolls for stats. Yeah, exactly. To start off, he had God rolls for stats.
And then just couldn't use them because his rolls sucked. Continue. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I do want to try a wizard because I have not done a wizard. Honestly, I've only done two, but they've always seemed interesting. The only reason I did warlock is because warlock also seemed interesting to me. But I want to continue playing that one for a bit.
So there's two different sides of the coin. I personally like playing a warlock. You choose your spells, right?
Yeah.
And you have them memorized. You can do them whenever the fuck you fucking feel like, as long as you have enough spell charges.
Yeah.
A wizard, on the other hand, has all their spells. They know, like, okay, you don't just get to pick, you know, X, Y, and Z, and that's it. You're stuck with it. You get your book of spells, and you have all the spells you know, but you have to prepare them for the day, and you get a select few for that day.
Yeah.
And if you've picked shit spells, like you can have fairy fire, which is amazing when you're fighting invisible creatures.
Okay.
But you don't know that you're fighting invisible creatures and you don't put that in. Mm-hmm. You just fucked yourself. So,
get fucked.
So, fairy fire. I love fairy fire. I'll just explain it real quick. You outline the invisible or hidden enemy with a color of your choosing. And it glows that color.
Nice.
And
black. In like a dark cave. I want it to glow black.
Wouldn't it just be kind of purple then? Because black lights are not actually black.
You're right. Well, that's a kind black of light, you know. But if it was
different.
But if this was not, you know, a light bulb, black, then it would probably actually glow black.
Black and glittery. Sorry, I'm choking on kettle corn. That's fine.
So, a wizard. Now, any race that you would definitely go by?
Definitely go by. I mean, probably be an elf, right? If it was a definite. But what I want to go by, I do love my dwarfs.
You do like the dwarfs.
I'm a dwarf at heart.
I would love to play something smaller because I almost always go with elf or human.
Yeah.
Like, every D&D character I've ever made was either elf or human, and it was either rogue, ranger, or druid.
I think I might go an orc next time.
Orcs would be cool.
Yeah.
I want to play a half-life.
Orc wizard.
An orc. Dude, you pick them weird.
I know.
You pick
them. Hey, you gotta have those odd combinations, dude. That's why I love the dwarf warlock. Like, you never see dwarves practicing magic, so that's what I want.
No, you don't.
That's what I want.
And
I want the outcast.
And a half orc.
Hunter's like,
fucking,
I want to be really tiny, but I also want to be the tank.
Exactly. And I want to
well,
show my magic hands.
I can always see a dwarf.
Sorry, go ahead.
I can always see a dwarf being, you know, a tanky, you know, because they have a little bit of a higher dexterity. No, they don't have a dexterity bonus. They have a size bonus for modifier, and then so your AC goes up a little bit, and then they usually are just, you know, con and strength, and you pick either barbarian, warrior, or, you know, maybe rarely a paladin.
I'm reading up a little bit because I'm still not as well versed as you guys, but mountain dwarfs seem to be, like, they usually make good barbarians or good paladins.
Right.
Because they get a strength increase.
And then mountain.
I'm a hill dwarf. That's right.
Yeah, hill dwarfs are a little bit different.
A little bit more magic-y.
Yeah, but.
That's only me.
Yeah.
But a half orc using magic? That's some weird shit. That's some weird ass shit.
A flow blooded orc. But I was blessed with magic.
That is a. See. You couldn't do. I would love for you to do a full blooded orc.
Would you be an orc like a what is his name?
I want to be
Abrias.
Oh,
Bob's character.
Bob's Goliath character.
Yes, I want to be a stupid wizard.
Like I want to.
That seems
have,
so dangerous.
No, I want to have high high intelligence but low wisdom. They want the other way around, right?
I think
I want to not be able to piece words together, but I want to be able to understand the world.
No, you have now. I think charisma. You
I
have
can't speak, but I can.
I
do
think
stuff.
Wizards yeah, have exactly. to have at least a little bit of a charisma, intelligence, and wisdom.
Like I'll obviously give it the bare minimum, but this would be the bare minimum.
Which could fuck you, honey.
Exactly. That's the whole point. It's supposed to be funny, you know. It's supposed to be fun, you know. We're in the middle of battle. They're like. Quick, whatever the guy's name is, cast Fireball. And I'm just like, who's that one
Fire
again?
What now? Yeah.
What page was that on?
Which one is that?
Three? Or I'm
I didn't
15.
Prepare that one for today.
Shit.
I think
I
some of your
fairy
can't.
Power ready.
I got fairy fire.
Yeah.
What the fuck's that gonna do for us? Oh no, they can glow. I can see them right now. It's broad daylight. We're out in the middle of a
but
fucking
now they're glowing black, they glow. So it's in contrast with the day. You can see them better.
But they'll glow.
Yeah, you put a black outline
shiny.
On them.
I want to make them color clear.
That's a horrible idea. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's not a color.
That's really low intelligence.
Exactly. It'd be funny. It would just like put us in like worse situations almost.
Right. Except green. Then all of a sudden you're fighting a
change
fucking dragon.
Green.
And
the color,
like,
the
what?
Color of the grass. Full on green.
It's flying. It's attacking us from the sky. And you've turned it fucking blue.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
So, okay. Your character... is
I saw the sky and that's the color of first thought.
Now the problem with having a full blood orc is they do have a well in 3.5 they had a modifier for level adjustment but yeah maybe we can figure out what to do but a half orc build would be a lot better.
Hey now
I guess
I'll
wow.
take it.
I'll take it.
Sarah, yes, what sir. Do you got?
I really want to play a halfling.
You want to play a halfling?
I do.
What have you been playing?
Human.
She's been
a human?
I've been playing human for the past couple of campaigns.
Has it been human?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Westra's
yeah,
been a human.
Westra.
Westra.
Games.
Yes.
Westra.
No, I'm Westra and somebody else now. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you're tiefling in that one.
No, I'm not, because you wouldn't let me be. Mm. Remember?
No, I just said, fuck it, whatever, but...
did you but, go Bob, but Bob held you... he's like, no, you said no tieflings. She can't be a tiefling. So okay. I did change. I don't remember what I changed to. It was probably another human. Because I'm predictable.
Yes.
Yeah, but I would try a tiefling. Because tiefling pairs really well with a couple of classes that, again, I've never played before.
Right,
like, I'm just,
right.
I go with what I already
like
know.
Like a sorcerer would be good,
a
or a
sorcerer,
warlock.
Yeah.
Or
a bard. I would play a bard.
Gnomes and halflings are always good as bards, too.
Yeah.
The roguey type characters are always good for the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Me, I this is where it gets really weird. I have never played a human.
Okay.
Well, because it's the most boring option.
It is the most boring option. But
it's no fun. I'm human every day.
Yeah, I can't
I
be an elf. I want to be a goddamn elf.
Then be an elf.
Well, I was so upset the one time because Gabby was supposed to play with us.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to pick Elf Druid because that's what I always pick. And she was like, well, I'm an Elf Druid. I'm like, fuck. Can't make Gabby change her character.
Now, okay.
I was heartbroken.
You could have totally made her change.
Speaking of which.
Well, it was also a good opportunity for me to play something other than an Elf Druid.
Now, you got to play a Human Ranger.
Yes. I've done Human Ranger and Human Rogue.
Do you think you would.
Shut up. I was just trying to air horn, okay? You shut up.
Hey. Order. Okay.
What are you, the judge here?
Yeah.
Your Honor?
Yeah.
I'll have a burger, medium rare.
Well, yeah, what's your...
Now, which do you like playing more? The rogue or the ranger?
Ooh.
I think ranger for me.
Yeah, I pick ranger only because of the animal companions.
Well, you get a fox. I gotta figure out the whole animal companion type stuff.
It's basically a free player.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's your buddy.
It's my little buddy.
Like, that's always the aesthetic that I've been drawn to, anyways.
I mean, Druid, we could fix something up, but I think that's definitely more of a role play thing for us.
Right. That's like a homebrew type.
Well, kind of. They've had companions before, you know, in 3.5 and 4 and 3 and earlier. But yeah. So a ranger. I personally like the idea of, you know, the druid and the ranger.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely pick I would have to pick a secondary class.
The reason I like Druid the most is because of the shape shifting that you eventually you don't get it right away.
No, but beast form or whatever.
Beast form, right? But when you play Ranger, you get Beast Master.
Yeah.
So that's like next best thing.
So honestly, I would pick a Ranger. Yeah, I see him.
Hey, Jordy.
LeVar Burton over here. I would definitely pick Ranger over a Druid any day.
Why?
Because you can have heavier armor. One.
Okay, that's and yeah. That's
two, true. You get martial weapons proficiency, so yes. You can attack.
With yeah, you get a goddamn like all sorts weapon. Of, you get all sorts of like bonus actions, or like you get dual wielding.
Yeah,
but I mean, there is also that amazing thing with the druid, the locking thing, whatever
that vine spell. Yeah. The tangle spell.
Yeah, but so okay, with that every time.
So good.
Now I told Bob that, you know, in this recent campaign, that there's two spellcasters, and he's like, wait, what do you have? Sarah's a druid and Connor's a warlock. He's like, holy fuck, you got two glass cannons.
I'm no glass cannon, baby. No. I'm a tank cannon.
I got the best of both worlds. So
I can take the shots.
I'm over here with damage. I'm over here with like 18 HP, and Connor's like, I'm at 37. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but still, if you were playing like a paladin or something, way higher. Way higher as well. I think that also goes off your constitution, is why. But
just to clarify, that was level 1, also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, I kind of told, I spoiled it for these guys.
How dare you?
But if you want to find out what my second option would be, I'm gonna tell you my first one, which goes off of a video game and a show we watch. I want to play a character that is mute.
Oh.
Marcy!
Like Marcy from Dota.
I love Marcy. She's my favorite.
Just think about the role-playing ability behind that. Like,
you don't have to.
You...
but instead hey, Marcy, where do you want to go?
Instead of speaking, you have to like, describe what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
With your hands?
Or like get up and pantomime, yeah.
Yeah, or pantomime. Yeah, do something.
Well, no, I'm saying like he could describe what actions he's taking. Like he could describe what his body is doing. Like
yeah. It'd be funny. What was the other one? Not the one I actually made a character for. Oh, I said this one already. The guy that worships a good character that's a lawful evil character.
Oh, yes. He's lawful evil, but his deity is like a lawful good person that's also in the campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to kill them all. No, yeah. You can't kill them all. Okay.
Can I kill them now?
No.
Can I kill them now?
Never.
Must kill them all.
Killing is bad. Oh,
kill them all.
But, guys, if you think about D&D and you've played D&D...
Kill.
Shut up.
What's funny is that was the last one I was going to do, too.
If you
continue, it would have been fine.
If you played D&D...
Interrupt you again.
And you're DMing. Shut the fuck up, dude.
No.
Just think of all the stories and all the video games or TV shows that you watch, play, you know, read.
Mm-hmm.
Take that information and, you know, think about it in D&D terms. Okay, what are they doing? What level would they be? So on and so forth. And realistically, you could start breaking down things to put into your campaigns and stuff. Yeah. Or get good character ideas, like the one from Dota, where I want to play a mute. But my other option for a character, you're going to have to check it out on Discord and ask me. So,
there you go. We should, you know, idea. We should do a campaign where everybody has a lack of one sense. Like, if you're mute, then somebody else is blind and somebody else is deaf.
We all work together.
Yeah.
There's an old movie out there with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, and I think it's the basis of one is deaf and the other one is blind, and they witnessed a crime.
Nice.
So it's apparently it is a great movie. I have to watch at some point. But if you know the name of the movie, let us know that one too.
We gotta find it.
Yeah. But remember to go to our website, ragegamenetwork.com. Hit that Discord button. Contact us because we are there. 95% of the time. Okay. Facebook, Instagram, hit the like button or follow. And if you go to our YouTube, which I can't remember offhand what it is.
RageGame Network.
But it's a button, isn't it?
Oh, there's a button on there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You see the button.
Yeah.
It's around the website, top right.
Subscribe to us so we get some more people. All right. And also pick up some merchandise. You get the idea.
We haven't put anything on YouTube since our great Halloween episode.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It wasn't all that bad. It just dragged on a lot longer than it should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we did make a lot of mistakes, though.
There were some technical difficulties.
There was a lot of technical difficulties.
Talk about gremlins.
Good Lord. They just not want us to have a good day that day.
No. We should have set up the date previous.
Nah, there was no way I was going to be able to do that, though, in the basement.
Yeah. All right, so if you rage it, we game it.
Bye. Peace.